Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Hour number two here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble, live from Barrington Golf Club here, site of the Browns' 16th annual golf tournament. I spoke too soon. Maybe I jinxed us. It is now raining, and maybe raining harder than it has at any point today. I think they've got about 5 or 6 holes left, and it could be a little soggy to the ending of this.
I think people are going to be looking forward to the reception that awaits them afterward. The 19th hole will be greeted very strongly today.
The 19th hole could get ugly. There are some fantastic auction items, silent auction. There's a live auction. For the last hour, all I've seen are people carry boxes of booze past us. I would anticipate things getting ugly here quickly, and ugly in a good way on a Friday. It's a Friday.
I think everyone's going to be very just happy to be back all together in one group. They've been out in their foursomes, fivesomes, depending on what celebrities are out with them. But, you know, it was kind of a really good atmosphere here at 10 a.m. Before they went out, and I'll be interested just to hear how some of these Browns players did, because as we said, they talked a big game before they went out there, but then we'll need the eyewitness accounts to verify how well they did.
Exactly. They were talking. There was Craig Robertson said he's not a big talker. They were all talking before they went out today. And I'm hearing Johnny Manziel drove a green. Was that on hole number one?
Yeah, that's what we've heard. He's a good golfer. He's a scratch golfer from what we know. And another guy to watch out for off the tee is Kruger.
Yeah,
he's got that size, that man strength that can blast it out there, and he plays a lot. So I
was gonna say he had the quiet confidence. He was quiet. He was downplaying everything. He's like, well, you never know in the golf game. I haven't played in a couple of weeks. All right, you know for a fact there are bragging rights amongst the 25 players that are on the course right now. Joel Bitone is like, I'm just driving a golf cart around. I saw him before. He goes, I tried. I went to the range the other day with Manziel and a couple other people, and he's like, it's a work in progress. I'm not good enough to play on this course. But he's driving around.
I wonder if Kruger being out west, does he deal with the thin air and he comes out here, it's a little thicker. Does that make it easier for him, make it a little more difficult? You know, I don't know if he challenged. He might have to kind of challenge himself or his group. They might be playing his ball a lot today.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we've got some breaking news, Browns breaking news, and it has everything to do with the preseason games on TV and on radio, Mr. Gribble. What do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, ESPN's Mike Patrick and Solomon Wilcots will be the TV broadcast team for this year's Browns preseason games. That's 3 of the 4. Obviously, ESPN is handling that Buffalo game on August 20th. So they will be the TV team for the 2015 season. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, they will handle the radio as they do during the regular season, and this will be their 17th straight regular season together.
Looking forward to having Jimmy and Doug in the booth with us on the radio side and on the TV side, man. A lot of big Mike Patrick moments, and, you know, the guy has quite the pedigree, and a pretty good addition to the Browns broadcast team for preseason games, as he will team up with Solomon Wilcots.
Yeah, he was the Sunday Night Football play-by-play guy from 1987 to 2005. That's a long time. He's been focusing a lot on college football, college basketball, even some college baseball right now. But interesting, when I was talking to both of these guys yesterday, they were together here for the 1999 season opener when the Browns were back. Clearly, that was off before the game. That was a great moment.
It was a great moment.
You know, the city, the team was back. Everyone was excited. 4 years off. What happened on the field was not something to remember. It was tough. You know, and I was talking to Solomon about that this morning, and he said, you know, that was when you realized that, you know, this expansion thing is tough, and it's going to take a few years. And they've even made the expansion draft because of how tough it was for the Browns earlier. They made it a little better on the Texans when they came into the NFL a few years later. So it was just an overmatched team at the time, but they'll be coming into covering a team that is in a little bit of a much better position going into this season than they were in 99 when they last commentated for them.
All right, we've got a number of people already join us here today from out here at Barrington Golf Club. Our next guest, defensive lineman John Hughes, sat down with us for a few minutes. Hughes one of the better golfers on the Cleveland Browns. He talks about his golf outing, his foundation, and what it means to be out here today as part of the Cleveland Browns Foundation. John, how has the offseason been for you so far?
Offseason's going real good. It's good to get back in with the team and everything and just get going in for the season this year.
Just the big story a couple weeks ago is just adding to the defensive line. Danny Shelton, Xavier Cooper, what has it been like to see those guys in the building and joining your guys' group?
Oh, well, it's been great. You know, I've been able to talk to a couple of guys, and, you know, I remember when I was in the same shoes 3 years ago, so I know what they're going through. But it's a good process right now.
What's the biggest piece of advice you give those guys coming in here?
Study your playbook. You know, I try to tell them, you know, everybody's big, everybody's fast and strong. It's all about the little stuff you can do to perfect your craft.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, you guys have this, not only those two guys, but it seems like everyone in that group is feeling a little healthier, feeling a little better. I mean, what's it like seeing everyone kind of at their top shape right now?
Yeah, really, it's just a good vibe. You know, we're all lifting together, getting better together, and that's what it is, building the chemistry, building a mold that, you know, can't be broken.
What about the off season? What did you do outside of, you know, I know it's not really an off season, and what did you do fun? What did you do here?
On my time off, I actually went out of the country for a little bit. For a week, I went to Dominican Republic, Punta Cana, nice getaway. And really just hung out, tried to get a little bit of golf indoors at the Dome. But other than that, just hanging out with my family, just getting family time in.
You didn't spend any time up here in fabulously cold and snowy, icy Cleveland?
I actually live in Cleveland, so that's the thing. You know, I'm an Ohio boy, born and raised, and, you know, I actually have a house here in Cleveland, so.
What did it mean to you, just we talked about this before, but just for the organization to reach out to you, get your contract situation resolved a year earlier, how does that kind of maybe clear your mind going into this season?
Definitely gives you, you know, a little better faith going into the year. You don't have to worry about all the, you know, how I have to play, how I have to do this, you know, free agents coming up next year. It gives you better mindset coming in, a lot of your shoulders, but like that.
We're talking with John Hughes, Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford out here at Barrington Country Club, site of the Browns Foundation golf outing. And I know you're a big golfer yourself. How is the golf game looking here as we move into golf season in Northeast Ohio?
I wish you wouldn't say I was a good golfer before you said that. Now I got to actually do something today. It's been a while since I've been golfing because, you know, of course, the weather here in Cleveland. Like I said, I tried to get out in the indoor of the Dome here a couple of times, but I'm going to be a little rusty today, that's for sure.
What's the makeup of this Browns roster on the golf course? Who maybe talks the biggest game out here and who maybe struggles a little bit?
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure about 95%, 90% of these guys are going to struggle out here today. But, no, everybody likes out here, have a good time. That's for a great cause. And we have a couple of good golfers, though. I'm not sure exactly who they are, but I've heard a little bit talking locker room.
John, can you talk to us about your foundation as well? I mean, this is a big – you're a big charity guy as well, and just kind of let us know what you've been doing off the field as well.
I have my foundation, Hughes Nation Foundation. It's to better lives, special needs children. I've had it for a couple of years now, and really trying to get the ball rolling with it and being able to impact lives.
What about the whole team as a whole? Have you been monitoring what's gone on in the off season, and, you know, what's the team's mindset here going in, you know, after all the hurdles that maybe the team's had to overcome over the last few months?
No hurdles.
No hurdles?
No hurdles.
Craig Robertson stepping in.
No, I think we started a great foundation last year, and that's what we want to build on. We have a lot of good moving parts, and just to be able to, like, add to it this year.
And just what's been kind of the vibe? I know Jim O'Neill's been talking about how everything's more comfortable. I mean, you've been through a few defensive coordinators. What's different about coming in with that same defensive staff?
Yeah, I remember talking to Jimmy about it earlier this year. It's it feels great to be able to come into a defense that you already know, and instead of having to learn a new scheme, learn a new defense, because this way you can really focus on the details of the defense instead of having to learn the whole thing over again.
You've taken a look at the schedule, I'm sure, like everybody else has. What are your thoughts on the schedule as you go into 2015?
I like the schedule. The best part about the season I like is the bye week is in week three of the season. So, you know, it gives us time to understand, you know, having that bye week in the middle gives us a break and gives us time to recuperate for the rest of the season, the last stretch.
I was going to say, you guys have it's just under 2 weeks off this year, playing on that Monday night and a couple primetime games. How does that, as a player, make you feel?
I mean, just as a kid growing up watching Monday Night Football, you know, you've always wanted to play under the lights. And, you know, growing up in high school and even some college games, I played under the lights. So you kind of miss that feeling. It brings that excitement back to football, for sure.
Do you have any personal goals for this season? Or maybe do you see your role within the defensive line changing at all?
Really, I have the same goals all the time. People say it's kind of boring, but I just try to be as consistent as possible. You know, the more consistent you are, and the more you can help your team out. When you're inconsistent, you know, you lack stuff, and it kind of breaks down, you know, the team. So the more consistent you can be, the better you can be for your team.
John, just tell us about maybe some guys that are maybe standing out in these off-season workouts. Are you seeing anyone kind of maybe have a new look that they needed last year?
Not really. It's kind of hard to tell right now just because we're just doing lifting and going over plays right now. I can give a better look during OTAs when we're actually in the run around, you know, working together offense, defense. Right now we're just split up defense and offense.
John Hughes, hit him straight today. Good luck, and we wish you the best of luck here as we get into mini camp and eventually training camp.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's John Hughes, Browns defensive lineman. Going to be around for a few more years, signing that nice contract extension. Well-deserved for a guy that has played well, played through a lot, and if he could stay healthy this year, I would expect big things from him.
Yeah, really good run stuffer and, you know, earned a lot of respect from his teammates, you know, having that injury and really could have just called it a season, but he fought back just to kind of play in that one game against the Ravens, and he had a big one. I mean, I think he set a career high in tackles and was at the kind of the forefront on a defense that struggled at the end, but they looked, just with him in there, they looked a little bit better against the run with him on that line.
All right, coming up later on in the show here, quick move in 2 hours from out here at Barrington. It is raining again, and it is coming down pretty good. Joe Hayden will join us at the bottom of the hour. Coming up next, Ted Ginn Sr. will join us. Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble, live from the Cleveland Browns Foundation 16th Annual Golf Tournament here at Barrington Golf Club in Aurora. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I do so many shows that forgot what it was. We're driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNO.